రేడియో సాయి శ్రోతలకు సాయిరాం. మరికొద్దిసేపట్లో ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలోని సాయి కుల్వంత్ సభామండపం నుండి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రసారాలను మీరు వింటారు. దయచేసి వేచి ఉండండి. Dear listeners, live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned.
సరస్వత్యై నమః శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః హరిః ఓం. వేదమనోచాచార్యో అంతేవాసిన మనుషాస్తే సత్యం వద ధర్మం చర స్వాధ్యాయాన్మా ప్రమదః ఆచార్యాయ ప్రియం ధనమాహృత్య ప్రజాతంతుం మా వ్యవచ్చేసి సత్యాన ప్రమదితవ్యం ధర్మాన ప్రమదితవ్యం కుశలాన ప్రమదితవ్యం భూత్యైన ప్రమదితవ్యం స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనాభ్యాన ప్రమదితవ్యం దేవపితృకార్యాభ్యాన ప్రమదితవ్యం మాతృదేవో భవ పితృదేవో భవ ఆచార్యదేవో భవ అతిథిదేవో భవ యాన్యనవద్యాని కర్మాణి తాని సేవితవ్యాని నో ఇతరాణి యాన్యస్మాకం సుచరితాని తాని త్వయోపాస్యాని నో ఇతరాణి ఏకే చాస్మ శ్రేయాగుంసో బ్రాహ్మణా తేషాం త్వయాసనేన ప్రశ్వసితవ్యం శ్రద్ధయా దేయం అశ్రద్ధయా దేయం శ్రియా దేయం ప్రియా దేయం భియా దేయం సంవిదా దేయం అధయది తే కర్మ విచికిత్సా వా వృత్త విచికిత్సా వా స్యాత్. ఏతత్ర బ్రాహ్మణా మర్షిణః యుక్తా యుక్తా అలోక్ష ధర్మకామా స్యుః యథా తే తత్ర వర్తేరన్ తథా తత్ర వర్తేతా అథాభ్యాచ్యాదేశు ఏతత్ర బ్రాహ్మణా మర్షిణః యుక్తా యుక్తా అలోక్ష ధర్మకామా స్యుః యథా తేషు వర్తేరన్ తథా తేషు వర్తేత ఏష ఆదేశః ఏష ఉపదేశః ఏషా వేదోపనిషత్ ఏతదనుశాసనం ఏవముపాసితవ్యం ఏవముచైతదుపాస్యం. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః.
Revered Founder Chancellor Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, I have the honor to pray to you to declare the convocation open.
I declare convocation open.
ఓం సాయీశ్వరాయ విద్మహే సత్యదేవాయ ధీమహి తన్నసర్వ ప్రచోదయాత్. ఐ ఆఫర్ మై మోస్ట్ రెస్పెక్ట్ఫుల్ హంబల్ అండ్ లవింగ్ సాల్యుటేషన్స్ అట్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ మై బెలవడ్ భగవాన్ బాబా. దిస్ ఇస్ ద ఫస్ట్ కాన్వకేషన్ టు బి హెల్డ్ ఆఫ్టర్ స్వామి లెఫ్ట్ హిస్ మార్టల్ కాయిల్ అండ్ అస్యూమ్డ్ ఇన్ఫైనైట్ ఫోరం. ఐ ఎమ్ ఫుల్లీ కాన్ఫిడెంట్ హీ ఈజ్ విట్నెసింగ్ దిస్ సెరమోనియల్ ఫంక్షన్ ఇన్ విచ్ ద డిగ్రీస్ ఆర్ కన్ఫర్డ్ ఆన్ హిస్ చిల్డ్రన్ whom Baba considers as his property. Swami founded this university for imparting values-based integral education so that the graduates who leave the portals of this hallowed institute will become ambassadors of transformation for creating a happy and peaceful world filled with love and harmony. Baba, we will assure you that we will tread the path laid down to us by yourself, setting an example, and that we will carry forward the institution to greater heights as per your expectations. Chief guest of the day, Professor P. Balaram, former vice chancellors, members of the various trusts, Board of Management and Academic Council, members of the faculty, distinguished invitees and guests, graduates of the year, students of the institute, and my dear Sai brothers and sisters. I deem it a great privilege to extend a most cordial welcome to all of you to the 30th convocation of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. The mantle of chancellorship of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning has fallen on the highly experienced shoulders of one of the senior most devotees of Bhagavan, Justice P.N. Bhagavati. Justice Bhagavati has earned great respect of people from all walks of life as an upright and honest person to the core, who brought great respect to the judiciary during his tenure as Chief Justice of India. He has been able to instill spiritual and ethical values in judicial pronouncement, being fully versed with the heritage and value system of this great nation. With his vast experience in public life and his steadfast respect and love for Bhagavan and his mission, I am sure this university will benefit through his advice and guidance in the years to come. Today, he is not present here as he was advised by the doctors not to take up travel on health grounds. We are honored to have Professor P. Balaram, Director, Indian Institute of Science, as the chief guest to the 30th convocation. I met Professor Balaram for the first time in 1975 when I attended the Advanced Biophysics Workshop organized at the Indian Institute of Science, Bangalore. Since then, I have had the privilege to follow his academic career and how he has made a mark as a great scientist of high impact. I am happy to share the remark of another reputed scientist, Professor E.S. Rajagopal, former director of National Physical Laboratory, Delhi, when he introduced Professor Balaram to the scientific community of Indian Association for Cultivation of Science, Calcutta. Quote, "Professor Balaram is the jewel in the crown of Indian science," unquote. The impact made by more than 400 publications in highly rated journals has been recognized by several national and international academies by electing Professor Balaram as fellow. He was a member of National Knowledge Commission and is serving as member of the Science Advisory Committee to the Prime Minister and the Union Cabinet. His contribution for restructuring the journal Current Science and increase its credibility is worth mentioning. It is a pleasure to read the sharp and crisp editorials in Current Science. In spite of the fact he is holding the important administrative responsibility as the director of the Indian Institute of Science, his interest in research and teaching has not dwindled. He spends considerable time of the day with his students. Professor Balaram is known for his simplicity and humility in spite of being a shining star in the world of science. I very warmly and affectionately welcome him. Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, founded by Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba for imparting values-based integral education 30 years back, has successfully shown to the world how values can be integrated with secular education. The university was assessed and accredited for the second time by the National Assessment and Accreditation Council and is rated to be amongst the top 5 in the country. Of late, as per the wishes of Baba, the university is geared to strengthen research in interdisciplinary areas and has made great strides. It has been proposed to start Advanced Research Center as was blessed by Swami, and the plan for Advanced Research Center building is ready and the construction will commence shortly. The pass percentage in GATE's UGC CSR NET examinations is the highest in the country, and over the past 5 years, 24% of the postgraduate students have qualified in these examinations. The pass percentage in the examinations of the regular academic programs too have been maintained their high record as in the past. In 2010-11, the pass percentage of UG programs was 94%, and for PG programs it was 97%. The university has started collaborative research with the totally free super speciality hospitals founded by Bhagavan. It is heartening to note that as per the UGC report of 2011, the national average of research students in higher education is 0.7%. Whereas in Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, it is 4%. The national average of teacher-student ratio is 33:1, and that of A-grade institutions is 30:1, whereas Sri Satya Sai University has the ratio 10:1. The past year has witnessed the following unique events: commencement of the BBM and BCA programs, MSc in Food Science and Nutrition, and Food Technology program. As part of the ongoing examination reforms process, the existing grading system has been revised. A new 10-point scale grading system has been implemented to accommodate larger intake of students and researchers, and extension block to the hostel is under construction. Once again, I warmly welcome each one of you for this auspicious ceremonial function. Jai Sai Ram. Let the candidates for the various degrees be presented to the revered founder chancellor. Now, let's stand up, I think, please.
Revered Founder Chancellor, I beg to present to you the candidates named in the list for the degrees of Bachelor of Arts, Bachelor of Arts Honours, Bachelor of Science Honours, Bachelor of Home Science, Bachelor of Commerce Honours, Bachelor of Education, Master of Arts, Master of Science, Master of Business Administration, Master of Technology, and Master of Philosophy. They have been examined and found qualified for the said degrees, to which I pray they be admitted.
Let's take the pledge. I hereby solemnly declare and promise that if admitted to the degree for which I have been duly recommended, I will in my daily life and conversation, and in thought, word, and deed, conduct myself as befits a member of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, that I will, to the utmost of my capacity and opportunity, support the cause of sound learning, humanity, morality, and spirituality. And that as far as lies in me, I shall uphold and advance the social and indeed all-round welfare. Of my countrymen and fellow men. The candidates may resume their seats. I now request the respected.
Respected Vice Chancellor, Professor J. Shashidhara Prasad, to kindly give away the gold medals that have been blessed by Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Justice P. N. Bhagwati Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Mohan Rao for distinction in M.Tech Computer Science. This medal is instituted in honor of Justice Prafulla Chandra Natwarlal Bhagwati, Honorable Chancellor of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. He is a freedom fighter, lawyer. He is member Sri Satya Sai Central Trust and was a member Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning Public Charitable Trust since its inception. He served as the judge of the Gujarat High Court, Chief Justice of the Gujarat High Court, later Chief Justice of India from 1985 to 86, Chairman United Nations Human Rights Committee, former Chancellor Hyderabad Central University, and he was conferred the Padma Vibhushan, the second highest civilian award of the Government of India in 2007. The 9th President of India, Dr. Shankar Dayal Sharma Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Venkata Jaichandra Shastri for distinction in MBA. This medal is instituted by His Excellency Dr. Shankar Dayal Sharma. He served as the 9th President of India from 1992 to 1997, the 8th Vice President of India from 1987 to 1992, the Governor of Andhra Pradesh from 1984 to 1985. He was the Cabinet Minister holding several portfolios of education, law, public works, industry and commerce. He was the Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh from 1952 to 56, a distinguished scholar, a freedom fighter, above all an ardent devotee of Bhagwan. The 11th President of India, Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Gaurav Satish for distinction in MBA Finance. This medal is instituted in honor of His Excellency Bharat Ratna Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam, who served as the 11th President of India from 2002 to 2007. He made the nation proud by designing the SLV rocket that placed India's first satellite in orbit, served with distinction in various capacities, first in the Indian Space Research Organization and then the Defense Research and Development Organization, later served as Chief Scientific Advisor to the Prime Minister of India. Government of India has conferred on him Padma Bhushan in 1981, Padma Vibhushan in 1990 and Bharat Ratna in 1997. Sri Burugala Ramakrishna Rao Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Aditya Prakash for distinction in MSc Mathematics. This medal is instituted by His Excellency Sri Burugala Ramakrishna Rao, a distinguished freedom fighter. He served as Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh from 1952 to 1956, Governor of Kerala from 1956 to 1960 and Governor of Uttar Pradesh from 1960 to 1962. He was an ardent devotee of Bhagwan and was among the first translators of Bhagwan's discourses into Hindi and English on many occasions. Dr. V.K. Gokak Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Sai Vivek for distinction in MA Economics. This medal is instituted in honor of Padma Shri Professor Vinay Krishna Gokak, first Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, eminent scholar and writer, also served as Vice Chancellor Bangalore University, President National Sahitya Academy, Director Institute of Advanced Studies Simla and Institute for Indian and Foreign Languages Hyderabad. He was a recipient of the prestigious Sahitya Academy Award, the Gyanpith Award in 1990 and was conferred Padma Shri by the Government of India in 1961. Dr. Somnath Saraf Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Sanjeev Sharma for distinction in MSc Biosciences. This medal is instituted in honor of Dr. Somnath Saraf, second Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, eminent educationist, Educational Advisor Planning Commission, Advisor on Educational Policy and Planning Government of Bhutan, UNESCO's Chief Technical Advisor to Afghanistan, and Senior Consultant to UNESCO's International Institute for Educational Planning, Paris. Professor S. Sampath Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Vinay Pramod Majeti for distinction in MSc Physics. This medal is instituted in honor of Professor S. Sampath, third Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, eminent computer scientist and educationist, served as Deputy Director, IIT Madras, Director of IIT Kanpur, Head R&D and Quality Assurance Division of Bharat Electronics Limited, Member of Union Public Service Commission, Member of Electronics Commission, President of Computer Society of India, and Chairman of Recruitment and Assessment Center of the Defense Research and Development Organization. Dr. K. Hanumanthappa Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri B. Sunil Kumar for distinction in MSc Chemistry. This medal is instituted in honor of Dr. K. Hanumanthappa, 4th Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, also served as Vice Chancellor, Bangalore University. He was a distinguished educationist, renowned expert in management and finance, and the recipient of several national and international awards. Dr. G. Venkatraman Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Moolpur Pradyumna for distinction in MSc Nanosciences and Nanotechnology. This medal is instituted in honor of Padma Shri Professor Ganeshan Venkatraman, 5th Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, eminent physicist, served in Baba Atomic Research Center and the Indira Gandhi Center for Atomic Research, Director Anurag, Defense Research and Development Organization, President Indian Physics Association, recipient of the Sir C.V. Raman Award of UGC in 1979, Padma Shri in 1991, Indira Gandhi Award of Indian National Science Academy in 1994, the Sir C.V. Raman Centenary Award for the year 2003-2004, and above all, he has been playing an active role in taking the message of Bhagwan to millions of devotees through Radio Sai for Global Harmony. Shri A.V. Gokak Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Shri Bishal Chhetri for distinction in BA Honours in Economics. This medal is instituted in honour of Shri Anil Vinayak Gokak, IAS retired, 7th Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, eminent civil servant. He served as secretary to the Government of India, in the Ministry of Program Implementation, in the Departments of Telecommunications and Fertilizers, served as Cement Controller, Government of India, Managing Director, Food Corporation of India, and also was a member of the Advisory Board at the Reserve Bank of India. Professor J. Shashidhara Prasad Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Shri Samresh Kumar for distinction in BSc Honours in Physics. This medal is instituted in honor of Professor Javre Goda Shashidhara Prasad, 9th and the current Vice Chancellor of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, also served as Vice Chancellor, University of Mysore from 2003 to 2007. He is Fellow of the Institute of Physics, London, and a member of prestigious academic bodies such as the Indian Association of Physics Teachers, Indian Physics Association, American Institute of Physics, USA, Optical Society of America, USA, Australian Institute of Physics, American Physics Society, International Liquid Crystal Society. He is a recipient of the prestigious Aryabhatta Award for Scientific Achievement. Shri Shankar Rao B. Chavan Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Shri Rashmi Ranjan Jena for distinction in BCom Honours. This medal is instituted in honour of Shri Shankar Rao B. Chavan, an outstanding parliamentarian. He served twice as the Chief Minister of Maharashtra from 1975 to 77 and later from 1986 to 88. Subsequently, he served as a Cabinet Minister, Government of India, in the Ministries of Education, Defence, Home, Finance. He was an ardent devotee of Bhagwan and was the chief guest of the Institute Convocations in 1986 and 1994. Shri R.V. Janki Ramaya Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Shri Sarthak Subhidit Behra for distinction in BSc Honours in Economics. This medal is instituted in honor of Shri R.V. Janki Ramaya Garu, member of Sri Satya Sai Central Trust since its inception. He was a relentless social worker with national fervor, having great concern for the poor and needy. He played an invaluable role in the development of the village of Puttaparthi and is remembered by all with a deep sense of gratitude. Shri S.N. Singh Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Shri Harshavardhan Raghunandan for distinction in BSc Honours in Mathematics. This medal is instituted in honour of Shri S.N. Singh. Chesan Singh, an ardent devotee of Bhagwan Baba since 1971, was a great philanthropist, a successful businessman with varied business interests. He was a pioneering hotelier, having owned some of the iconic famous hotels such as the Palace Hotel, Grand Hotel Kolkata, Spencer's Hotel Kolkata and the Fonseca Hotel New Delhi. He also owned Samuel Fitz, one of the first department stores in India. He served as the president of the Federation of Hotel and Restaurant Associations of India. Mother Ishwarama Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari M. Divya for distinction in BA. This medal is instituted in honor of Mother Ishwarama Garu, mother of the divine Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, whose prayers to Bhagwan Baba resulted in mammoth service projects of providing free safe drinking water, free medical care through super speciality and general hospitals, free education from primary to postdoctoral programs. Her love and concern for humanity will be ever etched in the hearts of millions of Sai devotees. Srimati M. Venkama Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Parvati K.R. for distinction in MSc Home Science. This medal is instituted in honor of Srimati Venkama Garu, a great example of ideal womanhood, known for her love, compassion and concern for the well-being of Bhagwan Baba. She is remembered for her tireless service and her devout, simple and endearing personality. Srimati A. Parvatama Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Lalita for distinction in BSc Honors in Biosciences. This medal is instituted in honor of Srimati A. Parvatama Garu, who was blessed to serve Bhagwan with love and devotion for several years. She remains in the memory of every devotee as a tender-hearted, enduring personality. Srimati J. Ishwari Bai Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Ramalakshmi for distinction in BSc Home Science. This medal is instituted in memory of her mother by Dr. Mrs. J. Geeta Reddy, an eminent gynecologist by profession. She represents Zahirabad constituency in Medak district. She is presently Minister for Major Industries, Sugar, Commerce and Export Promotion in the Government of Andhra Pradesh. She was awarded the Indira Gandhi Sadbhavna Award in 2008. She is the President of AP Women's Cricket Association and an ardent devotee of Bhagwan Baba. Srimati R. Sundari Kondala Rao Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari B. Manjusha for distinction in BSc Honours in Chemistry. This medal is instituted by Sri R. Kondala Rao, formerly Engineer-in-Chief and Technical Consultant to the Government of Andhra Pradesh. He supervised the massive Sri Satya Sai drinking water supply project for the Anandpur district and later the drinking water projects in Medak, Mehboob Nagar, East and West Godavari districts and the metropolitan city of Chennai. His outstanding contribution to the drinking water supply projects has been appreciated and publicly recognized by Bhagwan Baba on many occasions. Dr. S. M. Khot Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Sai Krishna for distinction in BA. This medal is instituted in honor of Sri S. M. Khot, management expert from the Department of Management, Indian Institute of Science, Bangalore. He joined the Department of Commerce at the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning in 1983. He was head Department of Commerce, played an important role in encouraging and guiding doctoral research work in the field of commerce in the initial and formative years of the institute. He distinguished himself as a teacher par excellence, a bright academic and researcher. Sri S.V. Giri Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Prashant Ghanta for distinction in MPhil in Sciences. This medal is instituted in honor of Sri Sethuraman V. Giri, IAS retired, 6th Vice Chancellor of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, an erudite scholar, eminent civil servant, former permanent secretary to the Government of India in the Department of Agriculture and later in the Department of Education, former Central Vigilance Commissioner, Government of India, and currently Sri Giri is the member secretary of the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust. Professor Vishwanath Pandit Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Sai Vinod M.S. for distinction in MPhil in Management. This medal is instituted in honor of Professor Vishwanath Pandit, 8th Vice Chancellor of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, served as Professor of Economics and Dean, Faculty of Arts at the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Professor of Economics, Director, Center of Development Economics at the Delhi School of Economics, taught at reputed universities in the USA and UK, consultant to the World Bank Washington, President, Indian Econometric Society, recipient of the prestigious Swami Pranavananda Saraswati UGC National Award for the year 2004, and Professor Pandit played a very important role in the establishment and growth of the Department of Economics at the Institute and was also among the founding fathers of the business school at the Institute. Thank you.
I request Professor P. Balram, Director in News of Science, Bangalore, to deliver the convocation address.
Professor Shashidhar Prasad, Vice Chancellor, friends, I think with the permission of the Vice Chancellor, I will remove this because I'm afraid to speak with this on my head. It is indeed a great privilege for me to be with you on the occasion of the 30th convocation of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Yours is a unique institution that has evolved over the last three decades in a unique ambience. The emphasis on discipline and restraint is a striking feature of your institution. Indeed, Sri Sathya Sai Baba has said, in this university, the medium of instruction is discipline. The first, second, and third languages are love, service, and sadhana, spiritual discipline. The founder's influence permeates your surroundings. In accepting this invitation to address you, I have placed myself in a very difficult position. I have never spoken in my life to an audience as large as this. I have been a laboratory scientist throughout my adult life. The Vice Chancellor was kind enough to send me convocation addresses delivered in the recent past. I then realized that I had the unenviable task of attempting to follow Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam, Dr. Manmohan Singh, and your very own and very scholarly Vice Chancellor, Dr. G. Vengatraman, as a speaker at the annual convocation. I had to ask myself a question. What can I say that has not been said before by such enormously accomplished and experienced speakers? In reading about the areas of interest in your university, I noticed that all of you are concerned with three broad streams of knowledge: science, management and commerce, and economics and humanities. It is these disciplines which today lie at the core of most of our universities. Engineering, medicine, law, agriculture. These are now the domain of specialized institutions. In the best of our institutions, the IITs, and my own institution, the Indian Institute of Science, science and engineering are the main focus. In the Indian Institutes of Management, management is taught as a standalone discipline in an environment devoid of any other subject. In the evolution of our institutions, we have chosen the path of fragmentation of knowledge. We have favored specialization over a broad education at the undergraduate level. Many students of science at school face a difficult choice. Should they try to enter engineering or medical courses? And they sometimes ask themselves the question, is there a future in studying science? Some courses are labeled as professional courses, a term which suggests, and I think rather curiously, that BSc and BA courses are in some terms unprofessional. It is this divide between science, engineering, medicine, and the humanities which must be bridged in India today. Coming as I do from the Indian Institute of Science, I thought this might be an opportune moment to reflect on science and engineering and the changing face of research. What are the differences between science and engineering? Is it not true that science and engineering are two sides of the same coin? What causes the huge difference in perception at the level of college degrees, and why is this gulf less evident in the great universities of the West? Are the growing number of computer modelers engineers? Why are computer science departments so named, especially when they are staffed with faculty who have engineering degrees? Curiously, it is the area of computer science which is most sought after by students in many institutions. Its attraction is undimmed by its association with science. Several years before the electronic and digital revolutions hit science like a tsunami, it was easy to distinguish engineering students from those who studied science. Engineering students carried T-squares and slide rules and spent time in workshops, and they were even taught how to operate lathes. Science students, on the other hand, carried log tables and went to practical classes which involved considerable amounts of physical labor. In the pre-computer era, both science and engineering courses seemed to emphasize experimental work as a critical component of training. I suspect today that practical classes are much less rigorous for both science and engineering students in most of our institutions. I'm sure yours is an exception for the science students, but many of the colleges that we have dotted around the country, there is very little by way of practical exposure. Even a cursory glance at most college laboratories today will reinforce this feeling. All colleges, even the most poorly equipped, boast of a computer laboratory with dozens of desktop computers, sometimes laptops, stacked in neat arrays in well-furnished rooms. The distinctions between science and engineering students seem to blur in the computer classroom. Engineering and science are frequently difficult to distinguish. A long time ago, there was little distinction. There were scientists and there were inventors. Disciplinary boundaries were much less pronounced. Michael Faraday, for example, can indeed be claimed by physicists, by chemists, and electrical engineers as one of their own. Louis Pasteur was an organic chemist, a microbiologist, and a biotechnologist. Then there were the inventors, George Stephenson, Thomas Edison, Alexander Bell, and Nikola Tesla, among others. Our own Jagdish Chandra Bose was a physicist, biologist, physiologist, and inventor, but these terms were much less defined many, many years ago. In institutions like my own, the Indian Institute of Science, where research is a prime focus, the distinctions between scientists and engineers are indeed blurred. I have to ask a question. Are there two distinct species of researchers who can be identified, whose characteristics mark them out as decidedly different? I might venture to suggest that a contemporary classification may separate theorists from those who do experiments. Computer modeling is the key thread which binds diverse disciplines. The structural integrity of buildings and bridges, the design of molecules and machines, the simulation of monsoons and blood flows, the analysis of networks, both electrical and biological, appear to be drawn together by high-performance computing. There are indeed few theorists today who walk around with paper and pencil, armed only with mathematical skills and physical concepts. The terms computational chemistry and biology describe an increasing tribe of researchers far removed from the pain and excitement and thrill of experiment. In the area of materials research, scientists and engineers work on similar problems, sometimes claiming their approaches are different. They are practitioners of religions into which they were inducted at an early age. What I want to tell you today is that the winds of change have long swept over the frontiers of science and engineering, destroying walls and eliminating boundaries. In the new world of research, success may require a facility to easily bridge the gaps between disciplines. It may indeed be critical to think of new experiments in undergraduate education, where science and engineering merge seamlessly to build a new generation of professionals and researchers and teachers. In the sciences, the challenges of modern-day research pose formidable problems for educators. Interdisciplinary skills are essential for solving all the major scientific and technological issues that confront us. This is true of modern biomedical and agricultural research. It is true of the areas of pharmaceuticals and diagnostics. It is true of research in the area of solar energy or climate change. Indeed, compartmentalization of disciplines is a major impediment for progress. Breaking disciplinary barriers and breaching the concrete walls that separate departments and subjects must be a major challenge for universities in the near future. We must recognize that our universities have been impoverished by separating engineering and medicine from the sciences, social sciences, and humanities. Compartmentalization of learning is contrary to the very basis of a university. We must ensure that innovation and enterprise are encouraged for both faculty and students. Moving towards Pasteur's quadrant, a phrase that is used to describe research that is both fundamental and applicable, is something we must aspire for. This is a term that derives its origins from the work of the famous French scientist Louis Pasteur, who contributed fundamentally to chemistry and biochemistry, and whose work in microbiology led to great advances in our attack on infectious disease. So far, I have spoken of general issues, but I'm sure some of you may look far ahead and ask, how does an individual become successful? I can only consider this question in the context of scientific research, a limitation imposed by my own experience. The best advice was given many years ago by Richard Hamming, a computer scientist and mathematician. I like to call his set of rules the Hamming prescription. There is, of course, one cardinal rule: work very hard. Productivity requires hard work and total commitment. Hamming quotes Newton, and what Newton said was this: if others would think as hard as I did, they would get similar results. Hamming says, knowledge and productivity are like compound interest. Given two people with exactly the same ability, the one person who manages day in and day out to get in one more hour of thinking will be tremendously more productive over a lifetime. In concluding my address, I would like to borrow from a remarkable commencement speech at Harvard University in 2008, delivered by J.K. Rowling, the creator of Harry Potter. The Harry Potter books swept across the world, and children all over the world read these books. And in a very short while, J.K. Rowling moved from being a very poor lady to one of the world's richest persons and one of the world's most celebrated authors. She was invited to give the convocation address at Harvard University in 2008. And Harvard University is arguably the best university in the world. Harvard usually has, just like the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, presidents and prime ministers to come and address them. Rowling gave a title, and her title is compelling. She called her address, "The Fringe Benefits of Failure and the Importance of Imagination." The Rowling story is now the stuff of legend. The rise of a poor single mother in her 30s to one of the most successful authors of her times in the short span of a few years is an inspirational story. When Rowling reflects on her experiences before a Harvard audience, she eloquently touches on issues that must strike a chord in most of us. And I read now from her speech. She says, "Half a lifetime ago, I was striking an uneasy balance between ambition I had for myself and what those closest to me expected of me." She notes that her parents hoped she would study for a vocational degree. Instead, she scuttled off down the classics corridor. Her parents, Rowling reflects, would have been hard put to name a subject less useful than Greek mythology when it came to securing the keys to an executive bathroom. Rowling's parents wished for her a future that millions upon millions of poor parents across the world wish for their children, a lifetime free of poverty. In Rowling's words, "They had been poor themselves, and I have since been poor, and I quite agree with them that it is not an ennobling experience. Poverty entails fear and stress and sometimes depression. Poverty itself is romanticized only by fools." But in an intriguing insight that seemed especially appropriate for this elite graduating class, Rowling notes that what she feared most was not poverty, but failure. Rowling is at her most eloquent when she says that talent and intelligence never yet inoculated anyone against the caprice of the fates, reminding her Harvard audience that they might well be driven by a fear of failure quite as much as a desire for success. She turns to her main theme in declaring that failure gave me an inner security that I have never attained by passing examinations. Failure taught me things about myself I could have learnt no other way. Many successful individuals would echo Rowling when she says, "The knowledge that you have emerged wiser and stronger from setbacks means that you're ever after secure in your ability to survive." Rowling is more qualified than most to extol the virtues of imagination. She says, "Imagination is not only the uniquely human capacity to envision that which is not, and therefore the fount of all invention and innovation. In its arguably most transformatory and revelatory capacity, imagination is the power that enables us to empathize with humans whose experiences we have never shared." So what I would urge you is to look at stories like this. The Rowling story of a rise from rags to riches and fame is likely to be retold many times in the future. What is the quality that really makes such transformations possible? Undoubtedly, it is an inner toughness, a unique resilience that turns defeat into victory. Failure is a common phenomenon, and as a scientist and as one who has devoted almost my entire career to research, I can say that in research, failure is a common condition, and it is a common condition that is not usually recognized. We hear always only about successes. Never do we hear about failures. But remember that in life, failure is likely to be even more common than success. And therefore, one must be prepared to meet failure with equanimity. In refusing to acknowledge failure, we do not learn from it. I'd like to borrow Rowling's phrase, we do not reap the fringe benefits of failure. I do hope that all of you will have plenty of opportunities to think and act in the years to come. You're all living in extraordinarily exciting times, and the future will challenge you. When I see so many of you before me, so many of you who are so young, I am reminded of words which were written a long, long time ago by the English poet William Wordsworth. He went to France just after the French Revolution had set in. He came back all excited to England and wrote these lines. He said, "Bliss was it in that dawn to be alive, but to be young was very heaven. Today in India, I think to be young is wonderful. All of us who have become old cannot turn the clock back. But I think the future of India lies in discipline, in commitment, and in hard work. I hope that what you have learnt in this institution will stay with you. May I wish each and every one of you the very best in the years ahead." Thank you.
We will now have the benediction by our revered founder chancellor.
Vidyarthulara,
vidyarthinilara, students, boys and girls,
chaduvutunnaru meeru.
You are educated.
గొప్ప గొప్ప డిగ్రీలు పొందుతున్నారు.
You have high degree.
కానీ ఎన్ని పొందినప్పటికీ మానసికమైనటువంటి శాంతి లభించటం లేదు.
In spite of all this, you don't have mental peace.
సిహమసికింప హేమతారక విద్య. పరమనసికింప బ్రహ్మ విద్య.
To be happy in this world, one should have secular knowledge.
ఈ విద్యల కోసం నిమిత్తమై ఈ భౌతిక విద్యను నేర్చాలి.
You have this physical knowledge to be happy and comfortable.
పరవిద్య కోసం కొంత విచారణ శక్తిని చెరపాలి.
Inquiry is needed to acquire spiritual knowledge.
కనుకనే స్పిరిచువల్ నాలెడ్జ్ అనేటువంటిది కేవలం ఈ విద్యలతో లభ్యించేది కాదు.
You don't get spiritual knowledge out of this formal education.
ఆధ్యాత్మిక విద్య విజ్ఞానం అన్నారు.
Of all the forms of education, spiritual is the correct one.
సా విద్య యా విముక్తయే.
The education is for liberation.
కనుకనే మన విద్యా విషయం లోపల మనం అనేక విధములుగా కూడాను కొంచెం సందేహాలతో ప్రవేశిస్తున్నాము.
As students, you have so many doubts.
ఈనాటి మానవత్వము దివ్యత్వంతో కూడినదనే సత్యాన్ని విద్యార్థులు గుర్తించుకోలేకపోతున్నారు.
Students are not able to understand the immanent latent divinity within them.
కనుక మొట్టమొదట ఈ విద్యార్థులు నేనెవరు అనేటువంటి సత్యాన్ని గుర్తించుకోవాలి.
Students must first of all know their true nature by putting a question, who am I?
కర్తవ్యమా మొదలు లేక రైటా మొదలు అనేటువంటి దాన్ని గుర్తించుకోవడానికి తల్లిదండ్రులే మనకు తగినటువంటి ప్రధాన పాత్రలు.
The parents play a major role if you want to know whether duty comes first or the right.
Right and responsibility లోపల రైట్ ముఖ్యము.
Among the two, right and responsibility, the responsibility
కాని responsibility ఏ మాత్రము లేదని భావిస్తున్నారు.
But we just dismiss our responsibilities.
తల్లిదండ్రుల యొక్క సత్వమే మీ అందరూ లేకుండా మీరు ఏ విధంగా ఈ జగత్తులో జీవిస్తున్నారు?
Without parents putting their strain, how do you expect to live here today?
కనుకనే తల్లిదండ్రుల యొక్క రైట్ని మీరు కాపాడుతూ రావాలి.
So you have to safeguard the rights of your parents.
ఈ రైట్ని మీరు కాపాడుతూ వచ్చినప్పుడే తల్లిదండ్రులు మీ యొక్క బాధ్యతను గుర్తించి వర్తిస్తారు.
Then once you know the rights of your parents, parents will discharge their duty accordingly. కనుకనే
భారతీయ సంస్కృతి యందు మాతృదేవో భవ పితృదేవో భవ అని మొట్టమొదటి మాతాపితృలకు తగినటువంటి స్థానం అందించారు.
Therefore, for that reason, as per the culture of Bharat, mother is held as God, so also the father.
ఈ నాడు సైన్స్ గొప్పది.
Today, science is at high level.
ఈ సైన్స్ ఏ విధంగా వచ్చింది ఈ గొప్పతనము?
How do you expect this greatness attached to science?
కేవలం ఇది భౌతికమైనటువంటి విద్యలతో ఏర్పడినటువంటిది మాత్రమే కానీ లౌకికమైనటువంటిది అతీతమైనటువంటిది కాదు.
It is just limited to the earth and the life here is not transcendental.
ఈ సైన్స్ యొక్క ప్రభావం ఏమిటి?
What are the effects of science?
ఈ ప్రభావము ప్రకృతి యొక్క పరిస్థితిని విపరీతించి చెప్తుంది.
The effects of science will speak of fluctuations, changes in
nature. ప్రకృతి యొక్క విషయాన్ని విపరీతంగా చెప్పడం చేతనే ఇది ఒక సైన్స్ గా మారిపోయింది.
The science explains clearly the mysteries of nature.
ఎట్లా పెరిగింది, ఎట్లా నడుచుకుంటుండాలి అనేటువంటి సత్యాన్ని ఈ ప్రకృతి మనకు ప్రబోధిస్తూ ఉంటుండాలి.
Nature teaches the principles of birth, growth, development, progress.
కానీ దీనికి ఆధారమైనటువంటి యొక్క తత్వం ఒకటి ఉన్నది.
But there lies a foundational principle.
అది ఆధ్యాత్మికము.
The foundation is
అంటే ఆధ్యాత్మిక ఆధారమే లేకుండినా ఈ సైన్స్ ప్రభావము జగత్తుకు ఏమాత్రము గోచరించదు.
Without spiritual foundation, none can understand the influence of science.
Man has conquered all, అన్నాడు
Churchill said, man has conquered all.
But he has not conquered himself. తనం తాను మాత్రం తెలుసుకోలేకుండా పోతున్నాడు మానవుడు.
మ్యాన్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు నో హింసెల్ఫ్.
అన్నింటినీ తెలుసుకుంటున్నాడు మానవుడు.
మ్యాన్ నోస్ ఆల్ ద రెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్.
ప్రయోజనం ఏమిటి?
వాట్ ఈస్ ది యూజ్ దెన్?
తనం తాను తెలుసుకోలేనప్పుడు ఇన్ని తెలుసుకునే ఉపయోగం ఏమిటి?
ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ నో యువర్ నేచర్, వాట్ ఈస్ ది యూజ్ బై నోయింగ్ ద హోల్ వరల్డ్?
కనుకనే ఈనాటి మానవుడు జగత్తులో ఉన్నటువంటి సర్వమును గుర్తించడానికి ప్రయత్నిస్తున్నాడు.
మ్యాన్ ఈజ్ మేకింగ్ ఎన్ అటెంప్ట్ టు నో ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్.
ఈ సైన్స్ ద్వారా ప్రకృతి యొక్క శీలమునే గుర్తించడానికి ప్రయత్నిస్తున్నాడు.
విత్ ది హెల్ప్ ఆఫ్ ద సైన్స్ హీ ఎక్స్ప్లోర్స్ నేచర్.
కానీ మొట్టమొదట నీవెవరు, నీ శీలతత్వం ఏమిటి అని ప్రధానంగా విచారిస్తే అప్పుడు తాను తెలకబడుతున్నాడు.
ఫస్ట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ హూ యుర్ యువర్ నేచర్.
కనుకనే మొట్టమొదట తన శక్తిని తాను గుర్తించడానికి ప్రయత్నించాలి.
టు బిగిన్ విత్ యూ హెవ్ టు నో యువర్ పొటెన్షియాలిటీ, యువర్ కెపాసిటీ.
పూర్వమంతా కూడాను ఈ యొక్క కాన్వకేషన్ జరిగినప్పుడు పెద్ద స్నాతకోత్సవం అని చెప్పి 10 మందిని చేర్చి అందరికీ చక్కగా బోధించేటువంటి వారు, మాతృదేవో భవ, పితృదేవో భవ, ఆచార్య దేవో భవ, అతిథి దేవో భవ, ఇలాంటి ఆదర్శవంతమైనటువంటి ఆధారాలు ప్రబోధిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
Earlier days at the time of the convocation, they used to give sacred teachings by telling that mother is God, father is God, teacher is God, guest is God.
నీ తల్లియే లేకుండా నీవు ఏ విధంగా పుట్టావు?
Without your parents, how do you expect to be here?
తల్లి తండ్రిని చూపుతుండాలి.
It's the mother who directs you to
father. తండ్రి గురువును చూపుతున్నాడు.
Father takes you to teacher.
గురువు ఈనాడు దైవాన్ని చూపుతున్నాడు.
And the teacher takes you to God.
కానీ ఈనాడు దైవాన్ని చూపేటువంటి గురువులు చాలా తక్కువగా ఉన్నారు.
Today there are very few teachers who will direct you towards God.
ఈ పరిస్థితులు ఏ విధంగా మారినప్పటికీ తల్లి మాత్రం తండ్రిని చూపుతుండాలి.
Whatever may be the changes, mother certainly directs you towards your
mother. తల్లిని చూపేటువంటి అధికారం ఒక తల్లికి మాత్రమే ఉన్నది, కానీ మరి ఈ ప్రపంచంలో ఎవరికీ లేదు.
It's only the mother who has the right to show the father. No one has any right.
కనుకనే అట్టి నిత్య సత్యమైనటువంటి యొక్క మాతృభూమిని మనం ఈనాడు మర్చిపోతున్నాం.
We have forgotten that eternal principle of our motherland.
ఇలాంటి సత్యమైనటువంటి యొక్క మాతృదేశాన్ని మనం విస్మరిస్తున్నాము.
You have forgotten the eternal principle of your motherland.
కనుకనే ఈ మాతృతత్వాన్ని ఈ యొక్క పిల్లలు చక్కగా గుర్తించి వర్తించాలి.
Everyone must understand the principle of the mother in relation to motherland.
విద్యార్థులారా,
స్టూడెంట్స్,
ఈనాడు మీరు డిగ్రీ తీసుకుంటున్నారు, బయటకు వెళుతున్నారు.
Today you receive your degrees and leave.
మన భారతదేశం లోపల 200 యూనివర్సిటీస్ ఉన్నాయి.
In Bharat there are 200 universities.
8000 హైయర్ కాలేజీలు ఉన్నాయి.
There are thousands of colleges.
ఈ ప్రతి సంవత్సరం కూడాను ఈ యూనివర్సిటీస్ వల్ల అనేక వేల మందిని డిగ్రీలు ఇచ్చి పంపుతున్నారు.
దీస్ కాలేజెస్ యూనివర్సిటీస్ సెండ్ ఫోర్త్ లాక్స్ అండ్ లాక్స్ ఆఫ్ స్టూడెంట్స్.
కానీ ఈ యొక్క పోయినటువంటి విద్యార్థులు ఏం చేస్తున్నారు?
వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ ది అవుట్ గోయింగ్ స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆర్ డూయింగ్?
ఇంత చదువులు చదివి వీరికి జీవనోపాధి ఏమిటి?
విత్ ఆల్ దిస్ హై ఎడ్యుకేషన్ హౌ అబౌట్ దేర్ లివింగ్?
పూర్వమంతా కూడాను ఉద్యోగాల నిమిత్తమై విద్యను నేర్పించేటువంటివారు.
ఎర్లియర్ డేస్ యు ఆర్ టాట్ ఫర్ ఎ జాబ్.
ఈనాడు విద్యల కోసమని ఉద్యోగాలు నేర్పాలి.
దేర్ఫోర్ ది జాబ్స్ హావ్ గాట్ టు బి టాట్ టు యూ అండ్ దేర్ఫోర్ ది ఎడ్యుకేషన్ మస్ట్ బి పార్ట్.
కనుక ఉద్యోగాలు చిక్కటం లేదు.
టుడే యూ డోంట్ హావ్ ఎంప్లాయ్మెంట్.
దానివల్ల ఏం చేస్తున్నారు విద్యార్థులు?
వాట్ ఈస్ ద స్టూడెంట్స్?
విదేశాలకు ప్రయాణం అయిపోతున్నారు.
స్టూడెంట్స్ గో అబ్రాడ్.
విదేశాలకు పోయి ఏం చేస్తున్నారు?
వాట్ డూ దే డూ దేర్?
విదేశం లోపల చేయరాని సేవలు చేస్తున్నారు.
దే డూ ఆల్ దాట్ service that cannot be mentioned.
ఆ సేవలు స్వభూమిలో నువ్వు ఎందుకు చేయకూడదు? స్వధర్మమైనటువంటి భారత భూమిలో ఎందుకు చేయకూడదు?
Why don't you serve your own country? Why don't you extend services here in your own motherland?
ఈనాటి విద్యార్థులు చదువులు చదివి తమ మాతృదేవికి ఆధారం చేయలేటం లేదు.
Students today, they don't serve their mothers and
motherland. Serving cheyatam ledu.
They don't serve their motherland.
Idara deshalakanta service chestunnaru.
They serve in foreign countries.
Idi sariyainatundi kaadu.
It's not proper.
Idi vidyane kaadu.
It is not education.
Nee putti periginatundi yokka deshamlo nee yokka jeevithanni darapoyali.
In fact, you have to dedicate your life to the land where you are born.
Jeevitha sangramam lopala manavudu vidyavantulaipoyi nilchi dheerudai vijayanni sadhinchali.
And man must be victorious and triumphant by serving his own country and educated.
Kaani ee naati vidyarthi paniyeki e maatramu mugichabledu.
Student is not prepared to work today.
Work is important.
Work is important.
Chadavatam goppa degree teeskovatam goppadi kaadu.
Nothing great in earning degrees.
Ippudu inta mandi chadivaru.
So many are educated.
Inni vidhanakulanu swagatham vachesi 50 samvatsaralu painayindi.
And 50 years even more after
దాని తర్వాత
ఎన్ని
వేల మందో ఎన్ని లక్షల మందో డిగ్రీలు తీసుకున్నారు పిల్లలు.
Thousands and lakhs received their degrees.
వీరందరూ ఇప్పుడు దేశానికి ఏం చేస్తున్నారు?
All the lakhs of students, what is it they are doing?
సమాజ సేవలో ఏమాత్రమూ పాల్గొనటం లేదు.
They are not ready to serve the society.
దేశం యొక్క ఔన్నత్యాన్ని ఏమాత్రమూ పాటించడం లేదు.
They don't follow the tradition and culture of this country.
మొట్టమొదట దేశం యొక్క పవిత్రతను గుర్తించాలి.
One has to know the culture and heritage of the country.
తన ఇంటిని తాను కాపాడుకోలేనటువంటి వాడు బయట ఇంటిని ఏ విధంగా కాపాడుకోగలడు?
ఇఫ్ యూ కెనాట్ సేఫ్ గార్డ్ యువర్ ఓన్ కల్చర్ అండ్ ట్రెడిషన్, హౌ డు యూ ఎక్స్పెక్ట్ టు కీప్ అప్ ద ప్రిన్సిపల్స్? సో స్టూడెంట్స్,
పరదేశ ప్రయాణం మానుకోండి.
గివ్ అప్ ది ఐడియా ఆఫ్ గోయింగ్ అబ్రాడ్.
ఏ ఉద్యోగం చిక్కకపోయినా కానీ కేవలం ఒక దాసత్వమైన ఈ స్వభూమిలో చేయండి.
If you don't get any job, at least serve in your own residence.
కేవలం నీ యొక్క సమాజం లోపల నీవు సేవ చేసుకో.
Serve the society.
ప్రేమ స్వరూపులారా,
ఎంబాడ్మెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
మీరు ఇంతకాలము స్వామి యొక్క కాలేజీలో మీరు వినిపించారు.
యు హావ్ స్పెంట్ ఆల్ ది టైమ్.
ఎక్కడైనా సరే మీరు పోయి చెప్పండి, ఒక నయా పైసా మీకు ఏమైనా ఖర్చు అయిందా?
హావ్ యూ స్పెంట్ సింగిల్ నయా పైసా?
లేదు.
నో.
మీకు ఎక్కడైనా ఖర్చు అవుతుందేమోని నేను చాలా బాధపడుతుంటాను.
భగవాన్ ఫీల్ సో బ్యాడ్ ఇఫ్ యు హావ్ టు స్పెండ్ మనీ.
మీరందరూ ఇంతకాలము ఈ హాస్టల్లో పెరిగినటువంటి వాడు.
యు ఆల్ హావ్ స్టేడ్ ఇన్ అవర్ హాస్టల్.
తిరిగి మీ స్వస్థానాలకు వెళ్లి
you go to your native place,
తల్లిదండ్రులు సేవించుకొని,
serve your parents,
ఉద్యోగాలు కూడా చేసుకొని,
get jobs,
మధ్య మధ్య వచ్చి పోతుండండి.
You also visit this place in between.
ఈ నేర్చుకున్నటువంటివన్నీ కూడా కొంతవరకు మర్చిపోతారు.
Sometimes you may forget what all you have learned.
ఈ వచ్చి మిమ్మల్ని పోషించడానికి పూర్తి అవుతుంది.
And once you come and repeat your visit, చక్రం
మీరు యోచన చేసుకోండి, పెద్దగా అర్థం చేసుకోవాలి. ఈ పిల్లలంతా పోషిస్తూ రావాలి.
We have to take care of
children. యువకులంతా కూడా మంచి ఆదర్శప్రాయులుగా నిలచాలి.
Youth should be molded as ideal people.
ఇలాంటి ఆదర్శమైనటువంటి పిల్లలు చిక్కితే అంతకంటే ఆనందం ఏమిటి? అదే నా ప్రాపర్టీ.
Bhagavan will be so happy to have such ideal students.
Andaru adugutuntaru, swami property ettu undadini?
Many people ask, what is your property?
Na property anta pillale na property.
Students are Bhagavan's property.
Vallu baagapadi vallu ekkadikaina velli manchi satyam chesthe adhe naaku aanandam.
If they are good wherever they go, if they get good name, that satisfies Bhagavan.
Vidyarthulara,
students,
ee naadu
today
mee degree puchukune samayam lopala ide naa degree.
During this convocation, this is the degree that
education
you should have.
Degree vaallu istuntaru.
The degrees are given to you.
Care educate degree nenu istunnanu.
Get the degree of educare.
Adi aatmanandamulaku sambandhinatundi.
It relates to the bliss of the self. Bliss of the self is educare.
Kaakane meeku edi kavasam nenu chusukuntanu.
Bhagavan will take care of you in every way.
Pani chestu nadumunchi pani cheyali.
You work, bend your body.
Somani potu kaakurdu.
Never be lazy.
లేజీ కాకూడదు.
డోంట్ బి లేజీ.
లేజినెస్ ఇస్ రస్ట్ అండ్ డస్ట్.
లేజినెస్ ఇస్ రస్ట్ అండ్ డస్ట్.
రియలైజేషన్ ఇస్ ది బెస్ట్ అండ్ రెస్ట్.
రియలైజేషన్ ఇస్ రెస్ట్ అండ్ బెస్ట్.
ఆ రియలైజేస్ చేయడానికి పేరు పెడి.
అటైన్ దట్ రియలైజేషన్.
All are requested to rise for the national anthem.
One, two.
requested to kindly resume the seats for Mangala Aarti.
जगदीश हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक पति महेश्वरा ओम जय जगदीश हरे शशि वदना श्री करा सर्व प्राणपते स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते आश्रित कल्पलतीका आश्रित कल्पलतीका आपद्भागव ओम जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता गुरुदेव मर्यन्तयुनीवे स्वामी मर्यन्तयुनीवे नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नागेन्द्राश्रयदा ओम जय जगदीश हरे ओंकार रूप जस्मी वसाई महादेवा सत्य साई महादेवा मंगल आरती अंदुको मंगल आरती अंदुको मंगल गिरिधारी ओम जय जगदीश हरे नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण सत्य नारायण 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 सत्य नारायण नारायण सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु शांति शांति शांति
जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की जय
ओम श्री साई राम Here is an important announcement. In view of the extended morning function, devotees are requested to have close darshan of Mahasamadhi without sparshan for want of time. Bhaktulaku Mukhya Gamanika ఉదయ కార్యక్రమమునకు సమయం అధికమగుటచే భక్తులు మహాసమాధి దర్శనమును స్పర్శించకుండా చేసుకోవలసినదిగా మనవి. సాయిరాం.